Chapter 1, Obesity in Children is Growing at a Frighteningly Fast Rate. Obesity is a condition that can shorten your life and can seriously affect you mentally and physically. It often has its roots in childhood. Obesity in children is growing at a frighteningly fast rate. There are more obese children now than ever before. Parents are letting their carelessness with their own diet spill over into their children's lives. Here are a few points to think about when trying to prevent obesity and health problems for your children. Small children are normally energetic and often require snacks in between meals. It is most important to choose healthy snacks for your children. Alternative snacks. Vegetable snacks like carrot sticks and celery boats are a good and fun alternative to chips and junk food snacks. Fruit can be substituted for candies and sugar snacks. Soda and sugar snacks like candy produce hyperactivity in many young children and will sow the seeds for problems later in life. It also leads to dental problems and the beginnings of obesity. It is good to keep these foods in check and use alternatives if possible. Sugar is a known addictive food, in that the more you eat, the more you want to eat. This can quickly escalate into a serious eating problem and can lead to obesity as the body stores excess sugar as fat. Breakfast cereals are perhaps the biggest problems in children's diets. Everyone is in a hurry in the morning and it is easy to reach for the cereal packet for a quick family breakfast. However, be careful of these pre-sweetened cereals as they put unnecessary large amounts of sugar into your child's system, laying the grounds for sugar addiction. Now there are many alternatives to pre-sweetened cereals. There are many good-tasting healthy cereals providing added fiber and less, if any, sugar. These are good for your children as they will provide them with a much more nutritious breakfast and not just fill them up with sugar and excess carbohydrates. Fast food habits also begin when children are quite small. This is reinforced by extensive TV advertising and propaganda for these foods. It is almost inbred in us to eat hamburgers, chips, and other fast food. Children have an inborn liking for these foods and can easily become quite addicted to them. It is wise to try to keep these foods in limit, as they are not the healthiest foods to eat, especially for children who are growing and need nutritious foods to develop properly. Good eating habits begin when children are very young. It can start from the time they first start to eat. It is very important to a child's health to start good eating habits at a young age. It is possible to lay the foundations of good and healthy eating habits when children are still quite small. It is just a question of educating ourselves and passing on good habits to our children. When you do this, you reduce the possibility of obesity in your children and all the mental and physical risks involved. Chapter 2, Oatmeal, the Most Powerful Breakfast for Weight Loss. Did you know that simply eating breakfast raises your metabolism by 10%? Oatmeal is one of the most powerful breakfast foods of them all. If you are looking to get your body in great shape, you should incorporate this as a staple food in your diet. Oatmeal is the perfect meal to start your day because it boosts your energy and has plenty of fiber to keep you full and satisfied. Oatmeal breaks down slowly in the stomach, giving you long-lasting energy. It is also full of water-soluble fibers, which play a crucial role in making you feel full over a longer period of time. Studies have also shown that oatmeal reduces cholesterol, maintains blood sugar levels and fights against heart disease, diabetes, colon cancer, and obesity. If you want to add some powerful antioxidants to your oatmeal, simply throw on some blueberries and raspberries. These delicious fruits are packed with antioxidants that fight against heart disease, cancer, and a multitude of other ailments. Blueberries have also been proven to preserve vision. This powerful fruit rated highest in antioxidants among over 40 fruits and vegetables. What more could you ask out of the first meal of your day? However, oatmeal doesn't just have to be for breakfast. You can use it a couple hours before you exercise to energize your workout. You can even include oatmeal in your smoothies. It is also a wonderful addition to muffins and even as a covering for chicken breasts. Keep in mind that you must buy the unsweetened, unflavored variety. To spice it up a little, you can use bananas, berries, or milk. The downfall of pre-flavored oatmeal is that it often comes loaded with sugar calories. So, stick to the good stuff. You will get all the beneficial energy for your sports and activities, and none of the bad effects of sugar. Chewier texture and heartier flavor. If you're looking for oatmeal with a little more texture, you can try out the steel-cut oat variety. Although this type does take a little longer to cook, I find that it is well worth the wait. They have a somewhat chewier texture and heartier flavor than rolled oats. Once you try this variety, you may never go back. Help squash your cravings. If you're having trouble with late-night binges, have a bowl of oatmeal instead. This will help squash your cravings. Not to mention, you'll be avoiding any junk food or empty calories. If you're looking to get in the best shape of your life, I suggest you alternate your morning meals between oatmeal on one day and have eggs and meat on another. This will put your fat burning into overdrive. Chapter 3, Overweight is injurious to teens and kids. Overweight not only hampers the health of adults, but it is injurious to teens and kids as well. So, if you're in the teenagers and feel troubled by those extra inches around your waist, don't wait any further to embrace a suitable weight loss programs for teens that you think works well for your body. Get your act together today. Given below are a few invaluable teen weight loss tips, as seen in many of the best weight loss programs for teens, prescribed by expert nutritionists, which could help you to take on the fight with your foe, overweight. Overweight, on a very basic level, is due to excessive consumption of food. Replace your normal snacks, such as a packet of chips or potato wafers, with something that is healthier to your system. That is, substitute your chips or other fat and oil-rich snacks with something like frozen grapes, cherry tomatoes, baby carrots, low-fat pudding or yogurt. Take a few hours every day to work out in the gym or spend some time running or playing your favorite sport. Such physical activities could burn away those extra calories from under your skin. In fact, this is the most important step one could find in all the best weight loss programs for teens, suggested by experts. A strong will to follow the diet program. But, the most important of all the suggestions is that you must nurture a strong will to follow the diet program you choose, religiously. Else, no best weight loss programs for teens could help you bring down your weight. Yes, it can be hard work, but the end result is worth the pain you endure during the process. Therefore, the best weight loss programs for teens must include a suggestion to the teen to control the daily intake of food, especially fatty and oily foodstuff. Also take care to avoid milk products, all sorts of junk foods, and artificial drinks. Another aspect that best weight loss programs for teens suggest is to drink lots of water and incorporate fruits, raw vegetables, and fibrous foods into the diet. It is vital in balancing the nutrient content in the body caused due to the reduction in the normal intake, assuming you are following the first suggestion, as such. Chapter 4, Obesity in Teenagers and Children is maybe one of the saddest sights. Get back into fitness and healthy living. Obesity in teenagers and children is maybe one of the saddest sights I see. It is cruel and horrible for children to be that overweight, and they will not have a good social life or medical life, and many things will get them down. They will find it hard to make friends as they will be bullied at school due to their weight, and their health will suffer greatly as medical complications are always paired with obesity. We need to help our children and our teenagers to shake their unhealthy lives and get back into fitness and healthy living. Many contributing factors. Teen obesity is a great complicated problem, as obesity is not always caused by laziness and overeating. It is sometimes due to their family's medical history and medical conditions that they may be suffering. Although not all teen obesity is due to genetics, it can also be due to medical conditions. Problems with glands or thyroid problems are often a cause contributing to obesity, but then, obesity contributes to many other medical complications. If you do not want to see your child or teenager suffer, then measures need to be taken to sort out the problem of obesity. Encourage better habits and play. Albeit laziness and poor diet heavily contribute to the problem of teen obesity, we need to encourage teenagers to get out more, instead of playing inside with computers and watching television. They need to be shown what an acceptable diet is, and taught that junk food and convenience foods are not the best option for them, and that there are healthy alternatives available. In doing this, you help fight teen obesity and save our children from a future of emotional problems, and most importantly, health problems associated with obesity. Children should be encouraged to take part in more physical activities such as sports and going out more. Doing this will ensure, if they eat properly, that they will be burning more calories than they are eating, therefore keeping the weight off. And, if needed, they will lose the weight they need to lose. Obesity needs to be tackled in the early stages to help prevent a life of discomfort and pain. Parents need to take a stand to help prevent teen obesity and get their children sorted out. For all that they say that you can take a horse to water but you can't make it drink, healthy eating should be demonstrated by the parents and the children will follow their lead. Teenagers should be made aware of the consequences of obesity and help towards a better future. Chapter 5, Ways to Help Your Child Fight Childhood Obesity. Halloween, slumber parties, birthdays, Sometimes, it seems like childhood is one humongous food fest. It is difficult to deprive your child with special delicacies and delights when all her friends are having a grand feast. However, this simple condition can bring about more trouble than you can think of. Treating your child occasionally may be good, but giving them the chance to devour all the sweets and treats that they want could mean one big problem: childhood obesity. Genetics and overweight. In some instances, some people claim that genetics can play a major part in childhood obesity. It does, but not as big as the role that parents' mindset and influence do. It is a falsehood that genetic materials induce a child to be heavy at an early age. For the greater part of the population, genetic materials may establish the lower maximum values of people's weight, but people themselves establish the higher maximum values by their food choices. In addition, since most kids cannot simply set the limits and choose the food that they need to eat, it is the duty of the parents to set the limits. Parents must set the limits. You do not know how to do it? Here are some tips that will help you keep track of your child's food and eating regimen and help him fight childhood obesity. 1. Happy Halloween. As the only festival dedicated almost completely to overeating on sugar-laden treats, Halloween holds an extraordinary place in hell for most parents dealing with childhood obesity. This can understandably be a very tough time for your child to get through, but you can make it easier. Try focusing on the real spirit of the season and make a special haunted house for the kids, or let them have a spooktacular party with ghost stories, rubber spiders, and the old spaghetti intestines and grape eyeballs game. For younger kids, a costume party with pumpkin painting and other activities is always fun. The important thing is that you veer your kids away from any signs of sugary sweets. 2. Overnight trips. The first solo sleepover can be nerve-wracking for both you and the host parents. Kids old enough for slumber parties and overnight trips are typically at least starting to manage some of their own food and diet regimen, which helps. Spend some time with the parents in advance of the event to give them a briefing on what your child might potentially need, and make yourself available via phone for any questions they might have. Provide them with healthy snacks that they can eat and give them nutritious foods to cook. 3. Calorie-conscious kiddos. It is important to teach your child about the kinds of foods that they are expected to eat. Splurge some time from your busy schedule in teaching your child the comparative calorie counts of different foods. That will make your child make better food choices. It is better to teach them early how to read food labels to help boost their food awareness. 4. Snack on the right foods. Children are very vulnerable to snacks, hence, it would be difficult to remove them. The best way to prevent childhood obesity is to allow them to snack on the right foods. Give them some apples instead of a bar of chocolate. Keep in mind that eating is a habit. If your children's eating regimen has been accustomed to healthy eating from the very start, they will grow healthy and strong. Indeed, fighting childhood obesity is not a problem. It is just in the manner parents teach their children about the right stuffs to eat. Chapter 6, A Chapter for Your Teen, Top Tips for Weight Loss for Teens. Looking for tips for weight loss for teens? Today's world puts a lot of extra pressure on teens to look thin. Popular TV shows aimed at teens all feature thin, pretty, young characters. Overbearing parents can put undue stress on their kids to lose weight. And even worse still, is that teenagers' peers can be incredibly judgmental of their weight. Being the fat kid throughout high school can be a recipe for lifelong self-esteem problems. There's no easy solution to this problem. Weight loss is tough, and all the added anxiety that comes with being a teen only makes matters worse. Taking advantage of some of these pointers can help make the teenage experience less scary for overweight teens. One of the most important tips, especially for young girls, is to make sure that you understand what a healthy person looks like. A lot of girls and young women on TV are, or at least appear, dangerously thin. The media may portray this as the ideal, but the truth is, it's not a healthy lifestyle. Many young girls develop eating disorders trying to match the looks of women they see on TV, and this is a recipe for disaster. Young men can fall victim to eating disorders, too. It's not a problem exclusive to girls. It's not uncommon for many teens to look in the mirror and see only ugliness and fat, when in reality they are a perfectly healthy young person. If you constantly feel severely depressed about your weight or your look, you should seek help from a psychologist. They can help you improve your own self-image and pursue weight loss goals in a healthy manner. Another in the list of tips for weight loss for teens is to keep in mind what your body is growing through. During your teen years, your body can undergo a number of changes that affect how you grow. For instance, You might hit a late growth spurt and gain a few inches in height, making your weight even out across your frame. Puberty is a complicated time. If you know that you're following a proper diet and exercise plan but aren't seeing results, you might just have to wait until you've fully grown into your body. Regardless of other factors, diet and exercise are always going to be an important factor in weight loss. Keep this in mind as you go throughout your school day, and think of ways to improve your health. If your school cafeteria only serves greasy, unhealthy foods, talk to your parents about bringing a healthier lunch every day. Make sure to participate in gym class, and if you can, get involved in extracurricular sports, too. Another factor that can be a great help in losing weight is enlisting the aid of your family. In almost every case, your family wants to be healthy too, and they will help you out as best they can. If one of your parents is the primary family cook, talk to them about healthier options for food. Furthermore, you can offer to help your parents with renovations or yard work for a little extra exercise. These tips for weight loss for teens can make a huge difference for you. Chapter 7, A Chapter for Parents, Discover Safe and Easy Weight Loss for Teens. Does your teen come home from school with tear-streaked cheeks because of their weight? Do they rush to their bedroom because they don't want to talk about it? Are you crying with them because you know what they are going through? It doesn't have to be that way for you or your teenager. Recent studies have shown that teenage obesity has reached epidemic proportions. Most of these studies show that not only do body structure, DNA, diets of fast foods and overeating contribute to the weight problem, but the lack of physical activity, by today's adolescents, is a primary cause. Another fact revealed in these studies is that most young people still in their teens get less than 30 minutes of exercise in a 24-hour period. Hey! Read on to learn about easy weight loss for teens. If you as a parent aren't exercising, you are contributing to your child's bad exercise habits and obesity. A good way to help yourself and your offspring to get healthy is to find an exercise program you can both do. As a matter of fact, it doesn't have to be a boring, repetitive type of exercise, but it can be one loaded with fun. However, there is one thing you should do before starting any exercise program. If both you and your teenager are overweight, it would pay for you to check with your doctor and your child's pediatrician. This physical checkup will rule out any underlying health problems which could be the cause of the weight gain. It will also determine if you're both healthy enough to engage in an exercise program to lose weight. Easy weight loss for teens and you doesn't have to be complicated. Believe it or not, you and your son or daughter can start off with a walking program. To help make it bearable for the usual adolescent attitude, allow them to take along their iPod or other music player. However, it's also a great time for you guys to have a good talk. You can actually ease into this over a period of days by talking about things that they are interested in. Don't use it as a time to preach at them, because if you do, not only will they block you out, you will kill whatever interest they have started to build in exercise. Another fun exercise that the whole family can participate in is riding bicycles. If you will recall, you had a ball riding a bicycle and so did your child. This one exercise will be one of the easiest to make a habit for both you and your offspring. It doesn't take long before it becomes a great habit for both of you. One of the real benefits from bike riding is the way it will help shed those extra pounds. But the way it will help rebuild the overall shape of your bodies will blow you away. Both you and your teenager will notice you have shapely legs and a firmer butt. In addition, it will help keep your heart rates up, which will benefit your entire body with extra oxygen. Another fun exercise you both can participate in is swimming. Obviously, not everyone has a private pool, but many health clubs, gyms, and other public places do. You need to face the fact, as a parent, it is your overall responsibility to ensure your child's welfare and overall health. By encouraging an exercise program now, while they are still young, will benefit them for the rest of their life. Easy weight loss for teens doesn't have to be hard, nor does it have to be boring. It just has to be done.